To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has four levels: low, medium, high, and sleep. And four different timer options, so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. Kids love Halloween, and a lot of adults love Halloween, too. Actually, my husband is like Mr. Halloween. When he was growing up, he actually built haunted houses in his garage and charged the neighborhood kids a quarter to go through them. He'd push them through in a shopping cart and would have these like strings and pulleys that he would pull on as he came by and would make things jump out or pop down in front of them. As an adult, he works for Universal Studios, and for years his job was overseeing the mazes and other capacities of their Halloween Horror Nights attraction. Now that our youngest kids are 5 and actually their birthday is coming up in early November, he built, you guessed it, a haunted house in the garage for their birthday party. Now, kids love to dress up, but of course, I think what they love most about Halloween is getting all that candy. I know that was my favorite part. But this is just another area of anxiety for us parents who don't want to be a stick in the mud, but also understand that our kids are getting less recess and active time than we used to when we were kids, and that obesity has been on the rise among kids. We hear conflicting messages about controlling too much makes kids want things more, or that kids aren't developed enough to have self-control and don't understand the short or long-term consequences of an unhealthy diet. Then we also hear all of these messages about how bad and dangerous sugar is to our health and how addicting it is. If you've watched any of my classes online, You know I like to share research that directly relates to the topic at hand, and then share as many ways to approach a situation as possible that allows for healthy child development and strong relationships while giving parents different options that work for their family. So that's exactly what I'm going to do in this episode as well. Share some research about kids and food and cravings and control, and then give options. Because every family is different and every child is different, and we all know that what works well with one doesn't necessarily work well with another. So I'm going to give you just lots of food for thought. No pun intended. Okay, maybe it was intended just a little. Our kids consume around 5% of their yearly candy consumption from their Halloween haul. Depending how long it takes for your kids to work through their stash, that may seem like a lot of candy in a short period. But when you think about the flip side, 95% of candy is consumed during other parts of the year. And research shows just this, that throughout the year, kids are snacking more and more regularly on, you guessed it, candy. In the long run, this is a much bigger problem that needs to be addressed. So if you're concerned about sugar and candy consumption, there's a whole lot of room in other parts of the year to work on teaching moderation around sweets that will have a much bigger impact. Now, research also shows that girls who are restricted with sweets eat more when they have the chance and grow up to be more overweight than girls who are given the opportunity to eat a moderate amount of sweets on a regular basis. Other research reports that babies are born with the ability to self-regulate their food intake, even with sweeter foods. Not that we're giving candy to babies, at least I hope not. But the goal is then to help our babies, toddlers, and kids as they grow keep that ability to self-regulate as they age. So we want to teach our kids how to listen to their body cues for fullness and hunger. If we're feeding our kids lots of healthy options throughout the day, week, and year, they will learn to eat sweets in moderation because they're tuned in rather than restricting themselves from guilt or fear of weight gain. As we all know, diets and restrictions actually make us crave those off-limit foods even more. My two classes on raising healthy eaters, one for infants and toddlers and another for preschool and beyond, are chock full of do's and don'ts for raising healthy eaters. But I'm going to share a few of those do's and don'ts here as they relate to this topic of helping kids learn to self-regulate. So first, do offer lots of healthy options all day long, including snack time. Fruits and vegetables should be a mainstay for every meal, especially snacks. If fruits and vegetables are the main part of snack time, then you can avoid falling into that trap of kids who don't want to eat their meals because they're holding out for those less nutritious, more processed snacks. Do not micromanage. This means saying one more bite of this and two more bites of that. Research shows that parental control of these feeding practices tends to be associated with overeating and poor self-regulation of food intake in preschool-age children. Teach your kids to eat when they're hungry and stop when they're full. So this means no pushing for that last bite or to clean up their plate. Now, my kids have to ask to be excused from the table. So on those nights when one of them doesn't eat very much, which doesn't happen very often, but I'll say, "You didn't eat much. Are you sure you're full?" And then I let their answer stand. If they say yes, they may be excused. They are in charge of their body. They know when they're full. Also, do not reward eating a good dinner with dessert. Actually, don't reward any behavior with dessert or treats. Research has shown that using food as a reward increases preschool-age children's preferences for those reward foods. And other research, actually done by the same group, has also demonstrated that this practice of rewarding for behavior or rewarding for eating their meal can actually result in children learning to dislike and avoid the healthier foods. So using dessert as a reward for eating a good dinner actually teaches kids that dinner is what you get through to get to the good stuff.
As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care. Enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Now, teaching moderation and self-regulation is a process, and Halloween can be a good opportunity to teach and practice these skills, how to listen to their body cues and then adhere to those messages. Just like with everything else in this parenting journey and process, one day our kids will leave home, so we want to take these opportunities that we have now to help them learn how to connect with their bodies. So here are some ideas for ways you can go about teaching and coaching kids through this crazy candy holiday. First, have a full healthy meal at home before going out. After trick-or-treating, have the kids pour out all the candy and look through for anything that's not properly wrapped or any candies you feel are not appropriate or safe, such as hard candies for younger kids. I choked on one of those round hard candies when I was 5. I'm terrified to let my kids have those, even at 5, 5, and 7. Since they've had a full healthy dinner, they aren't starving when they go out, but they're very excited about their Halloween candy, so it's perfectly reasonable to let them go to town. Now, if you do have a child battling weight issues and you're working with a nutritionist or your pediatrician, then work with your professional and follow his or her advice on this, not mine. Hopefully you have a really good specialist who's up on his or her latest research, but this is their area of expertise, so stick with how they're advising you to help your child through this holiday. But for anyone else, and this is most of the rest of us, allowing kids to have this one night to enjoy what they want is a great opportunity to teach self-regulation. Now, depending on the kid, he or she may eat a ton of candy, so be ready. But remind yourself that they are learning to tune into what their bodies are telling them. If they aren't afraid you're going to try to stop them, they will actually most likely eat less than they would if they're afraid you're going to step in and try and stop them at any moment. Now, after this first day, there are several options. One, you can let them keep their bag of candy, and when it's gone, it's gone. I know this sounds crazy. My parents actually did this with us when I was growing up. We all know kids are different in all areas, and this one is no different. I have one kid who could have access to sweets and candy all day long and would never overeat them. He will pick fruit over candy most of the time and will only eat a little bit of sweets before he says he's done. He'll eat half a cookie, he's done. He eats the icing off the cupcake, he's done. He doesn't want any more. The other two are a different story. When I was growing up, I was the kid who would eat a couple of pieces before even coming down to breakfast. And within a week, if not sooner, my candy was gone. My sister, on the other hand, would still have candy left over a month later, including the good stuff. Now, to me, the good stuff equals chocolate. 2 to 3 months later, she still had some of that crappy candy left. To me, that's the licorice and hard candy stuff, some of the fruity stuff. The other option, rather than allowing them to have full access to their candy until it's gone, you can allow them to have one more session the next day where they're allowed to eat as much as they want. Either of these options gives kids another opportunity to learn and get in touch with their fullness cues. Now, with this second method, you can expect that there will still be lots of excitement about the candy, but if they got the chance to eat as much as they wanted the night before, then their indulgence will be more controlled and they're likely to temper their candy intake and do an even better job of tuning into their body cues. These two approaches let our kids know that we have confidence in them to learn to tune into their body cues and self-regulate their own eating, even with sweets. We teach them that they don't have to be afraid of eating too much. They don't have to feel anxious around sweets or guilty every time they indulge a little bit. Now, if this second night of indulgence feels like too much and causes you too much anxiety, although I'd really encourage you to go back and visit that feeling and see where it's coming from. But if this causes too much anxiety, then you can move on to this next step or next option after the first night of binging, which is systematically giving candy in moderation. Now, this would be like a piece or two of candy in their lunchbox, maybe a few pieces after their school snack and before dinner, and or a moderate offering after dinner. Our goal is to neutralize sweets so that our kids learn that they're a part of life and how to enjoy them in moderation rather than feeling deprived or guilty around them and or overindulging because of everything that sweets can represent, off limits, bad, or unhealthy. After a few days to a week, our kids' obsession over the Halloween candy will start to wane. Now, what happens after the first few days or a week and you still have all this candy left? What do you do? First, resist the temptation to toss or hide the candy. This tends to make kids more obsessed with it. Where is it? When can I have a piece? Can I see it? How much do I have left? Programs that send leftover candy to our troops are great if your motivation is to teach your children about generosity and gratitude. But it will only work if your children are on board and genuinely want to share and understand the gesture. If they don't, they'll feel like they're being forced and coerced and that they aren't really in charge of this decision. This tends to have the exact opposite effect. Now they want candy even more, they want more control over it, and they will obsess more over it the next time. In the same vein, setting up a trade for their candy for something else like a special outing or a toy teaches kids that candy has power. Kids and adults alike seek out items with power. Think money. Money equals power. This strategy turns candy into money. Not only that, it doesn't teach kids anything about how to moderate their own candy intake. So here are a couple more don'ts, just in case you've heard of any of these tactics and are tempted to try them. Don't show your kids pictures of decayed teeth that have rotted from eating too much candy. Just like showing smokers pictures of cancerous-filled lungs, these tactics don't do much to change behavior. Adults aren't even good at making the true connection of future suffering that will come from today's habits. So kids are even less able to make these connections. One day or even 1 week of a lot of candy eating won't make your kids' teeth fall out. It's that other 95% of candy consumption throughout the year that can cause a lot of damage. So just like I mentioned back in the beginning, concentrate on that moderation during that other 95%. Also, these types of tactics do a great job for helping increase guilt, which just backfires when it comes to learning how to self-regulate. Also, don't use Halloween as an opportunity to talk about nutrition. Kids already know the difference between candy and salad, so one more lecture on this really won't make a dent in their behavior. If you're interested in learning more about creating healthy eating habits all year long and raising healthy eaters, you can see either or both of the classes on this topic on the website at yourvillageonline.com under the Development and Health tab. Now, for next week's episode, The children's car seat laws are about to change here in California on January 1st. So I thought now would be a really good time to share current and new guidelines for car seat safety laws, proper car seat setup, common errors when strapping kids in that can be dangerous and even fatal, along with some tips on getting toddlers into the car seat when they just don't want to go. Now, while laws differ state by state and country by country, California has some of the strictest car seat safety laws in the United States. So this next episode is an important one that can save lives. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, you can send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening to this episode, and see you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.